Olds. The Olds Grizzlies' next action is Saturday, February 18, when they travel to Drumheller to face off against the Dragons. They then host Camrose the next night, 7 p.m. at the Sportsplex. Following that, on Monday, February 20, the Grizzlies are back on the road for an afternoon game against the Eagles in Canmore. The team's three-game road trip last weekend started out with a win, then a drubbing, and almost another win, when they lost in a shootout. They edged the Oil Barons 5-4 in Fort McMurray on Friday, February 10. The Oil Barons opened the scoring at 5:13 of the first period, but the Grizzlies didn't let that get them down. Nicholas Gudmundsson scored his 11th goal of the season at 11:09 of that period. Jacob DeWitt got his first assist of the season on that play. The Oil Barons went up 2-1 at the 1:46 mark of the second period. However, the Grizzlies scored three goals in the remainder of that frame to go up 4-2 heading into the dressing room. Blake, Daniel, Matheson scored a shorty, his sixth goal of the season at 7:51. Devin Winder netted his first goal of the season at 8:46, assisted by Kyle Veneman, his ninth, and Parker Connick, his second. Jaden Watson rounded out the Grizzly scoring in that period with his 12th goal of the season at 16:46, assisted by Connor Michaud, his 10th. In the third period, Sheldon Kwiatkowski made it 5-2 at the 7:32 mark on a power play, assisted by Tristan Bomming, his 11th, and Nicholas Gudmundsson, his 14th. The Oil Barons scored two goals in the third, but the Grizzlies hung on for the win. Marcus Cumberworth went the distance in net. Gudmundsson, with a goal and an assist, was named the first star. The Grizzlies were 1-for-6 on the power play, the Oil Barons 1-for-5. The Grizzlies outshot the Oil Barons 34-29. On Saturday, February 11, the Grizzlies were pummeled by 8-2 by the Pontiacs in Bonneville. Kwiatkowski opened the scoring, unassisted at 4:30 of the first period, his seventh goal of the season. Bonneville tied it up at 10:37. The second and third periods were virtually all Pontiacs. They scored five goals in the second period and two more in the third before Josh Carman replied for Olds with his second goal of the season at the 18:53 mark of the third, assisted by August Olsen, his fifth of the season, and Connick, his third. Cumberworth and Noah Nelson split the goaltending duties. Cumberworth gave up 22 of 28 shots on goal and Nelson stopped 10 of 12 shots he faced. The Grizzlies were 0-for-5 on the power play. The Pontiacs were 1-for-5 with the man advantage. The Pontiacs outshot the Grizzlies 40-31. Carman was named the game star for the Grizzlies. On Sunday, the Lloydminster Bobcats beat the Grizzlies 4-3 in a shootout in Lloydminster. The Bobcats jumped out to a 1-0 lead at the 10:21 mark of the first period, but the Grizzlies responded. Cade Moxham scored his 13th goal of the season at 15:27, assisted by Olsen, his 6th, and Carman, his 6th assist as well. At 17:53 of that same period, Watson gave the Grizzlies the lead with his 13th goal of the season. Ryder Many Horses got his 12th assist of the season on that marker. Bomming gave the Grizzlies a 3-1 lead at 17:58 of the second period on a power play, assisted by Olsen, his 7th assist. Watson got his 14th assist on that goal. However, Lloydminster tied it up with two goals in the third period, forcing overtime. Neither team scored in OT, so the game went to a shootout. Moxham got the only goal for the Grizzlies in that shootout. Two players scored for the Bobcats. Cumberworth took the shootout loss. The Grizzlies were 1-for-4 on the power play, the Bobcats 1-for-5. The Grizzlies were outshot 51-21.